Welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where best friends dish on what's good. Brought to you by KentuckyTasteBuds.com. That's KYTasteBuds.com. Now, here are the Kentucky Taste Buds, Tamara and Lee.
Hey guys, welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where two best friends talk about everything good in Kentucky, from food, fashion, events, and people. And my name is Lee Roach, and I am joined here with my best friend, Tamara Snyder. Hello, gorgeous.
Hey, baby.
This is crazy today.
This is kind of weird.
This is very strange, and we're going to have to explain to everybody why.
Yes.
And it's really the name of our show today.
Yeah.
The show is called Just You and I.
Which reminds me of a song.
Yes, by yes. Eddie Rabbit and Crystal Gayle.
Oh, listen.
Just you and I.
Just you and I. Sharing our love together.
I'm looking into your eyes.
I know in time. We'll build the dreams we treasure. And we'll be all right. Just you and I.
All right, well, that might need some
work. Yeah, I think that was horrible.
Well, it wasn't terrible, but...
You know how, like, when you sing, you think you sound so much better than you do?
Always.
And then, yeah, and then you, like, play it back and you're like, eesh!
Ooh.
I have a feeling we're going to listen back to this and we're going to be like, ouch.
Yeah, I think American Idol is safe.
Yeah.
Those kids don't have to worry.
Well, we got to explain to everybody what's going on outside of the fact that we just sung a horrible rendition
and people
of
are like,
you and I.
And I had a friend that I was like, oh, we're going to do this. I think we're going to sing this song. And she was like, I've never heard of Eddie Rabbit and Crystal Gayle.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, okay, you must be 22.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's the thing today. First of all, we have to acknowledge the fact that we've been missing.
We have. Three
We've been AWOL.
Weeks.
3 weeks.
Yes.
Of R&R, rest and relaxation.
Oh, yeah, we've had so much of that.
I know. But honestly, what has happened is we have moved radio stations, which we're going to talk about in a minute. And as a result, we've had to stop our podcast and figure out how we're going to do it. And we are minus a producer. So you and I are literally sitting in a room right now that has, what is that on the wall?
It's sound reduction material.
Okay. It looks like corrugated.
Yeah.
Styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's put up on the wall and our sound's probably a little different than usual. And our music intro, thank you, and exit is not going to sound the same, at least until we get our bearings.
Right.
Because we're in a new joint.
It's all new horizons.
Yes. So let's kind of explain to everybody what has been going on.
Yeah.
So in December, we got approached by LM Communications, which is a local radio station right here in Lexington, Kentucky. They're locally owned and based here. They have 6 radio stations in Lexington, 5 in West Virginia, 2 in South Carolina. And they approached us and said, hey, girls, you're awesome.
Yeah.
That's my story anyway.
Well, yeah, that might be overdoing it just a tad.
Yeah. But
they were very nice.
Very nice. And they said, look, we would love to have you on our station and maybe have your own radio show.
Yeah.
Every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
We're like, what the what?
What? I mean, you and I came out of this place that we're at now.
That meeting,
dancing, singing. I called my mom. I called 30 people that day. I'm like, we're going to be on the radio. And they're like, what? Because we didn't know what the meeting was really going to be about when we showed up.
Had no idea.
They sprung it on us.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we had to go do a demo and to make sure we were legit. We weren't nuts.
Yeah.
And we did pretty good.
We did okay.
Yeah. And then they invited us. And so now we have our own show on KISS 96 FM.
Yep.
Every Saturday morning. 96.9. What'd I say?
96.
Okay. Yeah. 96.9. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Right.
Where we're DJs.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yes. Now, why don't you explain what a DJ is?
Well, a DJ is a person that plays music, recorded music, on a radio station or at events. Okay, well, we're not going to be starting to do weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Yet, because our singing was so good, you never know.
I don't know. We might put it in the repertoire. I don't know. But for now, it means that we are on this local FM radio station. But you can also stream us. So it's not that you have to be able to tune in to 96.9 here in Lexington. You can go to their website, 96.9 KISS FM, I think is the... Is that the website?
Yeah.
And they have a button at the top, live stream.
Right.
And you can click on that and then you'll hear us.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Technology. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We're not on, it's not like our podcast. We're not going to just talk for a minute and a half to 2 minutes. 1 hour to 2 hours.
Right.
We're going to only talk 1.5 to 2 minutes per segment, which plays about every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So there's music and commercials in between, and it's great music. It's 80s, 90s, and today's music, which is our generation.
It is.
We grew up on that. It's our demographic.
Right.
But we're learning. So one of the things that we have to learn is, again, how to be our own producer of our podcast, because right now we don't have a third wheel.
We don't.
And you are learning how to run the radio show.
I have got a fancy computer here. It's got all kinds of squiggly lines going on it. It's got a timer, and I pushed one button. And then when we're done, I'm supposed to push another button.
Yeah. Now, that's for podcasting, but talk about the radio show itself.
Oh, the radio show itself.
It's much more complicated.
Yes, it is. That's like a whole mixing board, mic on, mic off, levels. I mean, it's the works. I feel like I need to like go to school or something.
Yeah. There are people who actually do go to school for this.
Yes. Yeah. But we're just winging it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way we roll.
Yeah. We're out of our element. It's a little crazy, but it's been so much fun.
Yeah.
And we really want to thank the people here at LM Communications for giving us a try. There's Craig Oliver, Skip Elliott. Who am I missing?
Scooter.
Oh, of course, Scooter.
Yeah.
Of course, Scooter. Uh-huh. They're the ones giving us the chance, and they're the ones teaching us the ropes, and they have faith in us, girl.
They do. We smoke and mirrors. We've got them fooled, and so we'll just keep riding
this train. They're not listening today.
Yeah. Probably not. Maybe.
But we've had a couple questions from people like, do you pick out the songs? No.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
That's all programmed in advance.
Right.
But, you know, I love music. You know, my dad was a DJ.
You are a legacy.
I am a legacy. My mom just told me today, I did not know this, that this same radio station offered him a job several years ago. But
really?
Yeah, it wasn't like a full-time job. Yeah. So he couldn't quit his day job to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he didn't have the flexibility. So yeah, girl, it's in my blood.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
I know. I know.
Kismet.
But the sad thing is we had to leave iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Which has been so very kind to us. And we had to leave Garrett and Hunter behind. And I'm telling you, that's heartbreaking.
Leaving those kids.
Yes.
Oh, it was very painful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love them.
Garrett had to go get a job as an attorney.
What the heck?
I mean, we paid him, what, $50? I mean, why can he not live on that with his new baby? Why is that not enough, Garrett?
I know. Why can't his wife just carry the load?
What?
What's up?
Put her to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. And then Hunter, you know, he graduated college. Now he's all fancy. He got a job.
Yeah. He's fancy too. What's up with that?
Yeah.
We're still trying to lean on him. Everyone. I emailed him today. I'm like, can you do this? He's like, I don't work for you anymore. Yeah. Like, he really didn't work for us before, but.
Yeah. We miss them terribly.
Yeah. But we just want to thank iHeart. We want to thank everybody for being with us. Again, just stick with us as we kind of go through this little hurdle that we're going through. We don't know exactly what we're doing yet, but we're figuring it out as we go along. And we're having a great time doing it.
Yeah. And there's a good lesson. Like, don't be afraid to try new things. Even if it seems overwhelming and completely outside of your wheelhouse, do it. Don't say no. Say yes, and then figure out how to make that happen.
I agree. I think since day one, you know, we've started this business, if you want to call it that, a year and a half ago. Well, it'll be 2 years in May. So we're approaching May. And we have already gone from laying in our beds, just talking about, you were laying in your bed. I was laying in mine.
Yeah.
We weren't laying in our bed together. I need to clear that up. And just saying, you know, our life is kind of dull. It's kind of boring. It's making a change. Our kids are flying the nest. What can we do to have fun?
Yeah.
And, you know, this whole idea just started from that. And we have never looked back. We have never said no.
No.
And when people ask us to do things, like you said, outside of our wheelhouse, we don't say no.
Yeah.
We do it. And so there is a lesson to be learned.
Yes.
And you, like you said, you fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. All you kids out there, all you millennials.
But this is for our generation as well.
Absolutely.
Because we're the ones in ruts, right?
Yeah.
The millennials, they're kicking our butts.
Well.
You know, they're doing all kinds of things we don't
true.
Even know.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think that's pretty much what's going on with you and I, Tam.
Yeah. We have been very, very busy.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now that we are officially DJs, I just can't even believe that.
I can't
even. What is DJ? Oh, disc jockey.
Disc jockey.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Now that we are officially DJs, I thought it would be a good idea for me to go out and look up what makes a good DJ.
Yeah, because you hear them on the radio. But if you're like me, and to be honest, in the past, if I'm listening to a radio and I hear somebody come on and start talking, I push the button to the next station because really? I don't want to hear people talking on the radio.
Okay.
Now, I'm coming around now because now I know what it takes to make that happen. And
right.
So now I'm listening intently. Like, how do they do that? How do they segue in and out of that conversation? And, you know, and playing the music overlay on that. Like, that's very interesting. I'm dissecting everything now. But before, you know.
Well, it's funny because I lived in Atlanta where you sat in an hour and a half traffic, you know, to go to the grocery
right.
store.
Mm-hmm.
So music over a while, you just hear the same songs over and over. So yeah. I actually did the opposite. I would try to go and look for talk radio that was interesting.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's
so I take. Always, and then I think a lot of morning shows in traffic do really well because people like the banter and
yeah.
the laughing and getting you excited about the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends for me what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah.
But if we're going to be good DJs, there's some things we need to know. And I found this information on balancecareers.com. Are you ready?
I've got my pen and paper
okay,
out.
Okay, let's see if we think we're this way.
Taking notes.
All right.
Go for it.
Okay. First of all, you should become a recognizable face. People think that DJs are all about
the voice,
and they are.
Uh-huh.
But in this generation, mm-hmm. it's also becoming about the face.
Interesting.
Now, what do you think about that?
Well, I know in the past, if I have listened to a person on the radio for a long time and then I see them in public, I'm always like, that's weird. They don't look anything like they sound.
Yes.
And so
they're usually uglier, don't you think?
Well, I mean, people say you have a face for radio.
Yeah,
exactly. I've heard people say that before. And so I kind of understand that. So this is interesting that they want you to become a recognizable face in order to be a good radio personality.
And there's a little bit more to that. What it means is just don't stay in your little shell, stay in your little studio. You need to get out. You need to attend charity events. You need to be at festivals, business openings, which you and I are going to be asked to do those things. Yeah. We do that on our own.
Right.
We invite ourselves.
Yeah.
We're like, can we come? But you also have to be comfortable talking to people without a mic because a DJ position, as we're learning, which I think is even harder, is to almost kind of talk to yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's more challenging.
Yes.
And so they're saying be in a position where you can go to an event and have an engaging conversation. And I think this is your niche. Like, I think I've seen you go to events. You're much better than I am. You can work a room like nobody's business because you love it. You love social engagement.
Oh, I do love social engagement.
Yeah.
And I can pretty much talk to a wall.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're genuinely interested when you talk to people.
Yeah. Because I was, you know, when the kids were little and I didn't go out very much. And the only time I did, it was to like a school event. And you get in such a rut with that. You see the same few people. So when you and I started this and we started going to all these different places and meeting all these new people, I'm just like fascinated by hearing what they do for a living and how they got to do that and why didn't they do this and just the connection and where they're from and what do they like to eat. And so I'm loving it. I'm all about an event and I love the social engagement. You're right.
Yeah. And like I said, you're so good at it. You teach me because I'm an outgoing person. I don't have a problem.
You're very outgoing.
I'm very outgoing, but I'm also, there's times I'm an introvert in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like to go home and design my own stuff and put myself in, you know, my own room and my own space and concentrate and do the things I do. So sometimes it can be difficult for me when I'm out and about to just strike up conversation if I'm not necessarily in the mood, but you always are on.
Yes.
You're good.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Now, this is one of my favorite things that I read. You read ahead because I've seen your face. It says, when you go out, look for a style that will set you apart from other DJs, like wearing a cowboy hat was the example they gave.
Girl, what kind of hat are we going to wear?
Well, here, you know what hat I'm wearing. So let's think about this. There's some truth to this.
I'm
always wearing a baseball cap, right?
Most times.
Yeah. A lot of times it's to protect the hair.
Yeah.
And I don't want to wash it or do anything with it, right? But I almost always have a ball cap on and people are becoming, they're starting to know me.
Yeah. You with your hat.
Yeah.
That's
so
true.
Thank God it's not a cowboy hat.
And also remember last year we had sunglasses that were very similar.
Yes.
And Ray-Ban, if you're listening, we're looking for a sponsor that will give us some cool aviators because we got more comments on the fact that we had matching, and they weren't totally matching, but they were very similar sunglasses. And so that was kind of cool, you know, to have our own sunglasses. People recognize
that. We've talked about making those promotional items for people to pick up.
That
some
would
little
be
KTB
fun.
Sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's awesome.
Or we could have our own napkins.
Napkins? What are you going to like drop your napkin in front of somebody and bend over? Excuse me.
Remember that was one of the dating tips, how to get a man, drop something and then act like you can't pick it up. And then the guy's like, oh, here, let me get that for you. Remember?
Well, girl,
show?
I went kickboxing this weekend. There'd be no acting.
Oh, girl.
I could barely move again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Okay, yeah. So we need, so I'm going to be wearing my hat. So what are you going to do? You're going to get your napkin, start dropping it around town? Is that what you're up to these days? I'm telling you.
Well,
you're
I don't know,
class. I'm the sass.
I don't know that it will help us become recognizable faces, but.
Well, your butt may become recognizable when you keep bending over to pick. Although your legs, your legs are already recognizable. Yeah, you do.
Okay. So what are the other pieces
of advice?
Okay,
sorry. Moving along.
Yeah.
So develop a TV station partnership, which you and I have kind of done. We've been on quite a few TV stations around here.
We have.
Quite a few. I say, and there's like tons of them. Yeah. We've been on three. We've hit all the major networks.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. Now, do you think TV or radio is harder now that we've done it?
I think the TV is harder because it's what the TV that we've done has been live.
Yes. Exactly.
And so that is very nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've done a lot of live radio, but there's something about being looked at.
Yes.
I mean, you have to not just worry about what you're saying. You have to worry about how fat I am.
Your facial expressions, you're sweating. I mean, lipstick on your teeth. Yeah, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and there's no editing any of that. There's no filters.
Well, there's high definition television.
Yeah. Not a friend. I know.
No.
Now, this is something I definitely think you and I can work on. It says, be your city's music expert. And what that means is knowing your local music scene.
Okay.
And we know a couple of bands that we love and that we're very dedicated to. Like you've heard us talk about Radio 80 and Zach Attack, but we don't know the up and coming musicians as well that are really trying to make it in this world.
Right. Now we did get to host Lex Music Awards?
Yes, the Lexi Awards.
Lexi Awards. And that kind of gave us a taste, a flavor.
I loved
for the local music scene, which I thought was fantastic. And there's all kinds of good music going on, live music, pretty much every single night of the week. We just don't take advantage of that.
No, we don't. And I thought it was funny the advice they gave. They said, if you are young, get to know the club scene. So apparently we're not young. They specified young people.
Oh.
So we shouldn't get to know the club scene. But
no.
It says, if you're a seasoned veteran, position yourself as the one who interviews the stars or talks about them, like Elvis Presley or the Beatles. We're not that old.
Oh, geez.
I mean, who are we going to do? The Bee Gees?
Yeah.
I mean, that's our generation.
No, it's not. Bee Gees?
Well, 70s.
Oh,
we were born in the
70s. No, I think 80s. 80s music.
Who would you interview from the 80s if you got your chance?
Rick Springfield.
What?
I would ask him about Jesse's Girl. Was she a real girl?
Well, I'm sure that information's out there. Well, you could Google it.
Yeah. And then he was also in General Hospital, which was one of my favorite soap operas.
Did you love General
back
Hospital?
In the day.
Okay.
I watched General Hospital forever.
So you were Luke and Laura.
Oh, completely Luke and Laura.
Yeah. See, I wasn't caught up into General. I did All My Children and One Life to Live.
Oh, I watched One Life to Live.
Yeah.
And then in college, Days of Our Lives, I got hooked on that because we'd all go to the student center. And watch during the, 1 o'clock when it came on, we'd all be in there.
What, they had a big screen TV
broadcasting
this? Remember
upstairs in the old student center, but right when you go down the hallway to the cafeteria, there was like an area where they had a TV and like chairs and stuff.
See, I was too busy sleeping in the mezzanine.
I
took my naps there.
If you haven't read Lee's article, go back to our website, kytastebuds.com, and read her blog piece about the best places to nap on campus.
That wasn't me, honey.
We retweeted it.
Yeah,
copied the article.
Yeah.
And then you chimed in with the mezzanine, which brought back so many memories.
It did.
Because I remember going up, we'd be looking for Lee, and they go, have you checked the mezzanine and the Patterson office tower? We go up there. There you be.
Now, I know we're sidetracking, but I got to tell you a funny story because you know what's worse than me sleeping at the mezzanine?
What?
I worked at the Department of Transportation on UK's campus, which was this old, ugly brick.
Next to Arby's.
Next to Arby's building.
Right.
And I would want a nap.
Yeah.
So there was no place to go but the roof. I actually went to the roof.
Did you really?
Summertime, girl, it's like tar up there. I am sweating bullets. And one time, I'll never forget this as long as I live, I was dead asleep on that roof. I don't even know how I snuck up there. I was dead asleep and the tornado siren went off in the community. Girl, I thought World War III had started. I jumped up. I didn't know what was going on. It was all stormy looking and there's these terrible siren going off. I almost died that day.
How long would you sleep up there?
Girl, I could sleep 2 hours. I didn't have a pillow. You know, I don't even know how I did this. The stuff we do as college students. So the mezzanine was like, you know.
Those plush accommodations. Those five star.
Those couches were nice and cushy. Oh, geez.
How did we even get started on that rabbit
hole? I don't know how I kept that job.
I don't either.
Now that I look back.
Okay, note to self. Get a job at UK.
Okay, so we're not that old, just a little old.
No.
So it also says that you should conduct interviews and videos on your website. And I do love this. We need to do more of that.
Well, we've interviewed Josh Hopkins. And we have a video of that and put that on our...
Yeah, I watch it every night.
I know.
Before bed.
Oh, we were so nervous.
Oh, he's a great guy, though.
He's a great guy. He's got that new show out, if you haven't caught it. Whiskey Cavalier, fantastic show, and I've watched several episodes of it, and I really like it. So if you haven't seen it, check it out.
I do too. And the other night, I started watching True Detective on HBO, and I'm in the third season right now, and he has an appearance in that as well.
Oh, does he? I didn't know that.
Oh my God, there's Josh. Yeah,
he's everywhere.
Yeah, he is. He's one of those actors that inserts himself everywhere he goes.
And he loves his Wildcats.
Yes, he does, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. Now, then it says also that a good DJ should be able to host special events. And I think that's pretty common in radio where they get called to support an activity. And you and I already do this as a part of KY Taste Buds and hashtag Kentucky Kindness.
Yes.
And I want to just kind of sidebar for a minute on this because you and I were able to work with Ronald McDonald House to support their Hoops for the House Challenge. Why don't you talk about this a little bit?
Okay. So Hoops for the House Challenge. We were challenged to make a video of us shooting a basket, any kind of basket. You and I did an amazing trick shot. We bounced it off like 25 different things
we're
at
so
a McDonald's
good.
And into the waste basket. It was a really stunning piece of
art
that we put together there. And so then we tagged three people and challenged them. And then they're supposed to make a donation to the Ronald McDonald House of the Bluegrass.
Right.
That's how it was supposed to work. Well, they kind of fell short on their goal. They had a goal of $35,000.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to end this week. Well, they only made like $1,500.
It's terrible.
That is
terrible.
It's such a good charity.
And what makes me mad about it is a lot of, they reached out and took a different approach this year to try to reach out to social influencers in the market.
Right.
And that's our job.
Yeah.
I mean, we are there to encourage people and inspire people to do certain things. And from what we understand, the majority of people that they reached out to did not participate.
Well, they said they were.
Exactly.
And
why would
you
sign up? Yeah. And then not do something.
Do
these are children
that?
Out there. And I don't want to, you know, maybe there's reasons that we don't understand.
It could
but
be.
The reason we're bringing this up today is because we did our video. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know how much we were able to raise as a result of that. But we have this platform today to talk to everybody and say and talk about the Ronald McDonald House of the Bluegrass.
Yeah.
It is a great, great charity that helps sick children.
Yeah, well, it hosts families that if your child is here at UK Hospital or somewhere else getting treatments of some kind, and you can't afford a hotel room for, you know, weeks on end, you can stay at the Ronald McDonald House free of charge.
Right.
And they have a great staff there. It's very nice accommodations, but obviously they need money to support this.
Right.
And so that's the purpose of this challenge was just to, it's a spring fundraiser that they're having.
Right.
So time has been extended. That's the good news.
We can
go, and if you feel led, go ahead and make that donation.
And here's the thing. The challenge was a $5 donation.
Yeah.
That is
$5.
That is a Happy Meal order at McDonald's.
Or Starbucks that I'm sitting here drinking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have a $5 cup of coffee, you can donate. So we want you to go to our Facebook page, look up this video that we did. We'll go ahead and reshare it again.
Yeah.
And you'll find all the links you need. You can also visit the Ronald McDonald House on their website.
Right.
And pay the $5. And then also just participate. Do a cool video. See if you can do a better video than Tamara and I.
You can't.
I doubt it.
You can't.
I doubt it.
No.
We're awesome.
Yeah. Harlem Globetrotters got nothing on us.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And you can win.
Oh, that's the best part.
It is the best part. You can be entered to win a McDonald's gift card, which you would love because you love their cheeseburgers.
My favorite.
A Coach Cal signed basketball. That would be huge. And 2 UK basketball season tickets. Season tickets.
Girl.
Not just one game.
$5 could get you 2 UK basketball season tickets.
Yeah.
I wonder if I need to just keep entering.
We just need to keep entering. Maybe we'll win it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to get off our speech about that, but that's what every good radio person should do. I think we're all about that.
We are all about that.
And then the last thing is be flexible in the face of radio change, because it changes all the time. And what that means is one minute you could be doing country, the next minute you might be doing hip hop.
Right.
So you and I need to keep up on our game.
You have to be flexible.
Yes. Now, if we had to go to another music station, what would you choose?
Definitely not hip hop, because okay. I just don't know anything about hip hop.
I'd kind of like that.
Yeah, I could do like classical.
Who many people are? Is there a classical station out there?
Yeah, UK has a classic 102. It's classic.
Okay. Classical. When you say classic, you're not talking like Mozart.
Yes.
And Beethoven. Oh.
Yeah. Not like classic rock.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
People are tuning
into
Mozart
and stuff. I do especially when I'm driving.
Girl, I've seen you drive. I feel like you're playing hard rock when you drive.
Heavy metal. Yeah. Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
AC/DC.
Yeah. Okay. The next time we drive, I want you to put on the classical music and drive me around. It'll calm me. Because you're the designated driver.
That's right.
So anyways, we'll be ready for a change.
Yeah,
we'll be ready.
We will be ready.
So what do you think, Tam? You think we got it? You think we got the skills?
Well, I think we've got the can-do attitude.
Can-do attitude.
And I think that will take you a lot farther in life than skills set sometimes. Now, if you're a brain surgeon, no.
Yeah.
You know, have you seen that commercial where the doctor comes in?
I love that. That's my favorite commercial.
Yeah. She's like, he's just been reinstated. He's like, yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So if you're a doctor, that doesn't apply. Can-do attitude.
Yeah.
But anybody else.
Yeah. I agree.
We have it.
All right. We're on our way.
All right. Well, it remains to be seen if we will make it as DJs. I mean, I'm sure everyone is on the edge of their seats wanting to know if we're going to succeed or fail at this. But regardless, we're still doing our podcast and we need a new producer.
Yes, we do.
Because you and I are fabulous, and we could talk to ourselves till the cows come home.
We do all the time. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah. But we think it would be so much better if we had a third wheel. But we have certain parameters that we're looking for. It can't just be anybody.
Right.
You know, like, so we've got a
list
here.
There's core qualifications, and then there's attributes that we would like, right?
So we are going to have an open casting call. American Idol, The Voice. I mean, you've seen all these things happen on TV. Well, now it's happening with us, the Kentucky Taste Buds.
This just in. Open casting call for Kentucky Taste Buds producer.
I hear the thundering of feet as people are racing to wherever to find out how to do this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So basically, here are our qualifications. Number one, you don't have to have podcast or radio experience, but that would be preferred.
We didn't.
Because if we could turn over the reins to this button pushing, that'd be fantastic. And everybody pretty much has a podcast now, especially if you're younger. So I'm sure there's lots of people that have this skill set. And if you have that skill set, that'd be fantastic.
Well, I think all the millennials do. I mean, they know stuff that we don't know. And I'll tell you that, you know, we're button pushing today, but it's much more complicated than that in a studio, which we're used to recording in. Today, we're in this styrofoam room.
Yeah.
So, again, preferably if you have radio experience and you know how to use a studio equipment.
Yeah.
Because we don't.
Right.
That would be great.
It would be great because we'd like to insert music into our show.
We like to edit ourselves from time to time.
Sometimes
especially me.
She cusses a lot. We have to edit that out. So, you know, things like that we need somebody to help us with.
Yeah.
So if you have that experience, that would be fantastic. Yes.
Nice.
All right. What's number two, Lee?
You have to be reliable people.
Oh.
If you don't know anything about Tamara and I, you're going to know this. We are very responsible and reliable people. So much, in fact, that I get super mad if we miss any commitment or any dedication. Tamara's seen me throw a couple fits.
Yes.
Little hissy fits from time to time. Because we take our job very serious. Now, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a lot of work and it's a commitment. So we need someone who's going to show up every week. Not call in sick, not go, oh, you know, I got to get my nails done or something. So reliable.
Yeah, have to be reliable. And you have to be available weekly.
Yeah.
You can't be, if you're one of these people that takes a vacation every other week.
Right.
We may not be the right place for you.
No. Unless you're rich and we can go with you.
Yeah. We have some flexibility about when we can record our show. But right now we're doing it on Fridays.
Yes. We like the Friday. We like to end the week.
Yeah. On a positive, upbeat note. So if you have Friday afternoons available.
Yeah.
This could be your gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be 21 or older Sorry, kids.
Yeah, because there might be an occasional drink or two.
Well, yeah, and I think it would just be too hard if it was somebody that much younger than us. We want someone just slightly younger than us.
That's true. We would like a younger generation to chime in, but we don't.
Yeah.
I mean, that was fun about Hunter. Hunter's 24 years old.
Right.
95% of the time we would ask him a question, he had no clue what we were talking about.
Yeah.
But there was the 5%.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he kind of was an old soul.
And it is kind of funny when they don't know what you're talking
about. Those idiots. If you idiots out there listening, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, you're educating us as well, because Hunter plenty of times has called us out on things we didn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And here's a very important one. You have to be able to work for free. Yes. Free. Yeah. You just get the glory. This is all about the glory.
And I'll tell you what, if you want to pay us, that's even better.
You know, we'll take it. We'll take it.
No, but honestly, guys, this is kind of a work for free. This is something that you're going to have fun with. I mean, we're not getting paid. Not for a podcast.
Not for the podcast.
Yeah, there's some stuff we get paid for. And if we get paid, we're going to give you a little bonus here and there too. But
absolutely,
this is more for fun and just educational purposes.
Right. Well, and I do bring treats.
Yes, all the time.
I often bring treats to the studio. So that's a nice little perk.
Yes,
you're not going to get that working.
Plus, you're going to drop that hanky from time to time.
How do you make a hanky dance?
Put a little boogie in it. That's my favorite joke of all times. I love that joke.
That's a great joke.
Yeah, it is. Knock, knock.
Tell all your friends. Who's there?
Hutch.
Hutch who?
God bless you.
Oh, Lord. We've completely fallen off the rails.
Yes, we have. Okay.
Okay. Now, here is a list of what we are looking for.
Yes.
So, those were the qualifications.
Right.
Being available, being reliable.
Working for free.
Working for free. Working for treats, basically.
Yeah. Treats.
But here's a list of what we are looking for. Okay. Number one, you must be friendly and nice.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to come by these days.
Yes.
It seems like everyone is crotchety, and especially if you're on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, yeesh. Yeah. So you have to be friendly, have a good personality, outgoing.
Yeah, be lively.
Right.
Yeah. You have to be funny.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, not funnier than Tamara and I.
No.
Yeah, but funny.
Yes.
On a scale from 1 to 10 funny, you need to be about a 7.
Right.
I think.
We have a test you can take to find out how funny you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to be quick-witted.
Yes.
You can't be sitting over there pondering your thoughts for 25 minutes because this show is only an hour. Right.
And no, like, whatever the word I'm trying to come up with.
Because you're not very quick-witted. So you need to help
Lee. You need to be quick. Yes, I'm very quick-witted.
Yes.
Whatever people do on their phone, you can't be sitting over there.
No.
What's the word I'm looking for? Not doodling, but...
No, just scrolling through your phone.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
scrolling through your timeline. Yeah,
quick-witted. I'm glad I demonstrated that one very well.
That's what we mean by quick-witted. Yeah. Now, you can't be overbearing.
No.
It's still the Kentucky taste buds. It's still our show. You can't outshine us because we contemplated having our buddy Cameron Mills as our third wheel, but I don't know that he could relinquish the reins because he's so used to having his own show.
Girl, we would be not friends with him like after 2 episodes.
Yeah, because it would be hard to get a word in edgewise.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a dominating personality. I think one of the things that works well with you and I is you let me just be me.
You're the alpha.
I'm the alpha. You're the omega.
I'm the beta.
No, I'm just kidding.
What is the opposite of alpha?
It's the beta.
Is it the beta?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm the beta.
You're not. You just endure me. That's why we're best friends.
Yeah, that's why.
There's not a lot of people. You always say it takes a stronger person.
Yes.
To deal with me. You're the pillar of strength.
Well.
In our relationship.
Yeah. You got that right. Yeah. So you can't be overbearing. And you must like Kentucky.
Hello.
Which I don't know,
taste buds.
I don't know how you don't like Kentucky, especially if you're living here.
Well, we know somebody.
We ran into somebody this week that didn't like Kentucky and they live here.
Yeah.
Shame on them. You do have to like Kentucky. You don't have to necessarily be from Kentucky.
No.
Because that could be a nice little vantage perspective is somebody coming from out of state and saying, well, this is what I see and I really like about Kentucky because we just take it for granted.
Yes.
All the great stuff here, we just take it for granted that... You know, we have horses, you know, right outside of Lexington, and you can go down the street and get a great glass of bourbon and all this stuff. So, yeah, you do have to like Kentucky.
Yeah, totally agree.
Right.
And you can't be shy.
No.
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 There's nothing shy about us.
No.
No duds allowed.
No duds.
It's
only
Kentucky
buds.
Taste buds.
That is right.
Yes.
That is right. Yep. And you do have to have a fairly good radio voice. Now, you and I don't know that we necessarily have good radio voices, but it would be nice to have someone who does have a good...
Hold on. Just you and I.
No singing is required.
Yeah, no singing is required.
Right. So that would be nice. And so if you are interested, please contact us at info@kytastebuds.com. Shoot us an email. Send us a video. Say, hey, guys, this is Connor. You know,
yeah, be creative.
Be creative. And we will be interviewing over the next few weeks. We'll get back to you all and keep you updated on our talent search for this casting call. And, I just think it's going to be fantastic.
I do too. I'm super excited. What if we get zero people who are interested?
Well, that'd just be sad.
It'll be just you and I.
Yeah. Cue the music.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have a producer. We can't.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So in addition to us being DJs, we have been all over the place lately.
We have, girl.
And it's hard to believe because we're so busy with our other jobs, but we make time for what's important.
We do.
Yeah, it's right. You need to check out our blog at kytastebuds.com to see all that we have been up to.
Because for 3 weeks.
We have been writing a lot of blog pieces, and I don't know that anybody is reading them.
Well.
You followed the analytics on that, but is anybody reading them?
Yes. I mean, okay. I think you wrote a fabulous one on our visit to, what was that town?
Oh, Burlington, Kentucky.
We went to visit a bed and breakfast there and a restaurant, and those did really, really well.
Oh, good.
And they're great articles. I mean, you're such a great writer.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We went to the Willis Graves Bed and Breakfast, and then we ate at the Towsie House Tavern.
Delicious.
Oh.
So good.
That meal. I still haven't gotten over that meal.
No.
And that breakfast at the bed and breakfast.
Oh, my God.
And we got
to
stay in a cabin from the 1816.
So fun.
Yeah.
And our best friend, Jer Bear, came in. That was the best part.
It was.
I just have to sidebar and say hello, Jerry, because she listens to us all the time.
She does.
We love her. And that was like my favorite thing we've done this whole year so far.
Hands down.
It's just so great to spend some time with her. We hung out in a cabin. Y'all got to see me drink a whole bottle of wine.
Yeah.
While y'all hung out.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, we needed that girl trip.
Yep.
But that's not all that we've done. We've just been doing all kinds of things. So check out our blogs at kytastebuds.com. And then this week was also the first day of spring.
Love it!
I know, and I've had spring fever.
Yes, me too.
I know you have too. And so I got all invigorated by the warmer temps, and I decided to do my spring start my spring cleaning.
Now, see, I think you're such a regimented person.
Yeah.
This is something like you probably have marked on your calendar that says it's the first of spring. It's time for spring cleaning.
No, that's my mother.
Well, you're your mother. What are you talking about?
No, in fact, I'm ashamed to say that I haven't
done. See, you're ashamed because it's in your blood.
Yeah. It is.
DJ's in my blood.
Yeah.
Spring cleaning's in yours.
I haven't done any spring cleaning in the past several years. You know, I went through a divorce and things were just... I was just tired. I was tired of my house. I was tired of everything. So I just didn't do it.
And you took care of it all yourself. That's a lot of work when you have to take care of... And you had a monstrous house.
It was huge.
It takes a lot of work to do that all yourself.
It does. And I kept it clean. Don't get me wrong.
Oh,
I kept
you had a clean house. What are you talking
about? But I just didn't do the deep, thorough cleaning that you do, that you're supposed to do in the spring. So now that
which
I'm in my...
Which is what?
Well, I consider like doing the baseboards. I take a Swiffer and do the walls.
The walls.
Because you get dust on your walls.
Yeah, you're right.
I Swiffer the walls.
And I didn't think about that. That's good.
The vents, the ceiling fan blades, the blinds.
Like yes.
That kind of stuff that you don't necessarily, I mean, you may clean that every week. I don't clean that
every week. I clean a lot of it every week when I can. I mean, work has been very busy. I was bragging on myself earlier about being a clean person and doing it. And I'm in a smaller space now, so it's much
easier.
More manageable in 1,500 square feet than it was when I was in 6,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think of Swiffering the walls. Now you're going to make me look at my walls and... I just paint my walls.
Yeah.
I touch paint all the time.
Do you?
Oh, if I see a scratch. My ex-husband, I think, trained me, to see that stuff. Yeah.
Well,
if anybody nicks a wall or anything, I'm getting the touch-up paint.
Okay. Yeah. I just get, because you get little scuffs and stuff on
your
walls.
Yeah.
I just take a magic eraser.
I do if that works, but sometimes it doesn't work.
So you have to actually get the paint out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. We got a lot of stuff going on in my house.
Well, I was curious. It made me think. I wonder if... other people do spring cleaning, or is it just a myth? Has that gone by the wayside? Do people not do it? So we did a Twitter poll, because that's what we like to do at Kentucky Taste Buds. We like to do Twitter polls. So we did a Twitter poll, and the results, I think, were 64% said no.
Yeah.
And then was it, so what's the remainder? Don't make me do math.
64, so that'd be 43.
43% said no.
No, that's not even right.
Oh, Lord.
44.
Okay.
I've already had a glass of water.
What Lee said, that was the no. The majority of people don't do spring cleaning is the takeaway there, folks.
Yeah. Well, and I think, again, I clean all the time.
Right.
I just don't make an event out of it. Because there's times I do the clean out the closet or organize my drawers. I mean, hell, you came over the other day and you wanted to borrow a pair of socks. And yeah. You're like, oh my God, girl, I need to clean out your drawer.
Yeah. Oh, I need to bring you those socks back.
Oh, true.
I forgot.
I've been missing those. Ooh. I only have 92 pairs.
Trouser socks.
Yeah. But anyways, I just think that's what it is. I think people don't make an occasion out of it.
You're more project driven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, we talked about, I think on our last episode that we did, we talked about the Marie Kondo effect.
Yes.
That organizer, yep. Professional yep. organizer girl that is sweeping the nation. And she has her own show on Netflix. It's really interesting to watch. And she'll go into a space and completely redo it and help people get rid of their clutter. Because as Americans, we hoard stuff. I mean, we are all about the stuff. We surround ourselves with stuff. We're drowning in stuff. We pay monthly fees to other companies to have them store our stuff for us.
Right. Right. Right.
Which is crazy that we do that.
Yeah, I agree.
So, and then I was listening to my other podcast that I like to listen to, the with Gretchen Rubin. Oh, what's it called? Happier.
Yeah.
Happier. And she has just written a book, and she's on a book tour now. And it's called, I wish I'd looked this up, something about clutter, clear, forgive me. I don't have it in front of me. But anyway, it's a good book. I want to buy it and read it because she talks about how do you conquer the clutter? And in order to be able to spring clean your house, you have to be able to get to the floors.
That's true.
The walls, the blinds. If you have stuff stacked everywhere, you can't do that.
And that's the thing. I think there's a difference between being clean and then being organized.
Clutter.
Right. And clutter-free.
Yeah.
And I am more of a clean person, but I don't have a lot of, I don't like clutter at all. So that's part of my just setup in my house.
Yeah.
But I'm really bad about if I can't see it, then I don't have to deal with it.
Right.
So I am much more clean than I am organized because there's stuff like you saw in my sock drawer.
Yeah.
Which was in chaos.
Well,
but
it was closed up in a drawer.
It is. And my dresser is, you know, glass and it looks beautifully clean.
That's
I hate
right.
the fingerprints on it. So I'll clean those up daily, but I won't organize my sock drawer. It's kind of weird.
Right. Well, you can't be all things.
No.
Cut yourself some slack.
Yes.
But I did get invigorated to do that my spring clean and I've started on it. I hope you all are going to do it too. But in case you are spring cleaning your bathroom and you remember that, oh, you've got that leak under your toilet that you just never get around to fixing, I know who you need to call. You need to get a hold of Central Kentucky Plumbing Supplies, or I'm sorry, Central Kentucky Plumbing Solutions. That's the name. You got to get the name right of one of your sponsors, right?
Yes.
And they can fix any kind of plumbing issue that you have. Their number is 859-363-6418. And just great guys, good people, and they will, you know, take care of your leak or whatever you have going on and do it for a fair price. So give them a call.
And I love their website. I have to say it every time.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are great.
Fantastic.
These guys are the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're talking spring, and you know, it's spring fever.
There's a song.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we talked about that today.
We did.
And, you know, I love spring for so many reasons. Like I talked about, it's about rejuvenation. It's about renewal. But it's also about NCAA tournament, girl.
There's a little basketball going on.
I know. And I don't know when people are going to listen to this podcast as opposed to when these events actually take place.
Right.
But on Saturday, we are going to the second game in the NCAA tournament where we are playing Wofford.
Wofford.
It's Wofford. Wofford.
From South Carolina.
Yeah, they're from Spartanburg College. I mean, excuse me, Spartanburg.
She's stuck, people. God. She's stuck.
Spartanburg. Too many S's. South Carolina. And guess what their mascot is?
What?
The Terriers.
Who has? They're vicious.
Well, who has,
I have a part terrier dog.
Well, I think the wildcat is going to tear up
Spencer. A terrier can be vicious. Yeah.
Little Spencer's too cute. I've never seen him be vicious. But anyways, they're nothing to laugh about. I mean, we don't hear about these teams. They have a 30-4 record.
Yeah.
That's daggone good. And what scares the heck out of me is every year we see Cinderella teams win and we're without P.J. Washington. This guy is scooting around town on a, well, not this town because he's somewhere else right now, on a scooter with a hard cast on.
Yeah.
This is freaking me out.
Well, you and the rest of the Twitterverse.
Yes. BBN's going crazy.
Going crazy.
So I'm super scared about that. We really need P.J. You know, here's the thing. We lost the SEC title. Because we lost to Tennessee.
Ouch.
And we had all of our players back. It was Reed Travis came back. Mm-hmm. And it was, but you notice that PJ sat on the bench most of the game because he was in foul trouble. Mm. So it just goes to show how important he is. So here's the key. We need Reed Travis. We need Nick Richards. We need EJ Montgomery to step up. Everybody needs to be at their best because PJ's not going to be there.
I know.
God, girl, why does this happen at the end of the year?
Well, that's what makes March Madness so maddening, right?
You're right.
It is the Cinderella teams that come from behind and score the last minute goal with a second to leave. And it's just, it's invigorating, but it's terrifying and it's gut-wrenching all at the same time.
And I had been talking to Jamie, our friend Jamie on Twitter, and he's like me. He said, this is like Christmas to me. This is the one time of year that it's like Christmas.
Yeah.
And so if we go out early in the
tournament,
it's heartbreaking. Right. It's gut-wrenching. You don't even want to watch it. So you've like prepared your whole year for this moment and then it just ends. So I wrote an article.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I think it was.
Good.
Well, what we had asked BBN Nation for one word to describe the team this year, and several words came back. It's a great article. You'll have to take a look at it. BBN Nation really stepped up and did a great job on it. But the overwhelming word used the most was the word unpredictable.
Oh,
and
that's good.
I think that's where we're at.
It's very fitting.
I think because we don't know what's going to happen. It's very unpredictable. So let's talk brackets. Last year you did your very first, you're 40-something years old. I can't even believe that's the first time you ever did a bracket.
Yeah, I'd never done a bracket before.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I watch the Cats.
Yeah.
I don't really get into the other teams.
Right.
I don't know the stats and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So last year, because you and I were doing the Kentucky Taste Buds thing, and I was like, well, we need to fill out brackets. And
yes.
So of course, you do this every year.
I do it just for myself.
Yeah. But I did it for the first time, and I did not pick Kentucky to win.
And a lot of people don't because they try to go for who's going to win it all.
I was like serious. I'm like, I am going
to. You did really good last year, too.
I did research. Yeah, I was into it. Now, this year, I did not fill out a bracket yet.
Right.
Is it too late? I guess.
Yes,
before,
the games
after
have
four
started.
Games.
A girl, we're day two.
Well, geez. Okay, I'm late to the party.
Yeah.
But I have made my prediction for this year. So, and this is how I came to it. So last year, I did not predict Kentucky to win. This year, and they lost.
Right.
So this year, I'm going against that philosophy, and I am predicting UK is going to win it all. We're going to do it. So we have to win because it's the opposite of what I did last time.
It's the George Costanza.
It is.
You're doing the opposite.
It's the opposite.
I love it. I wish we had the Magic 8 Ball with us today. We should have brought the Magic 8 Ball. We'll do it next week if we're still in it.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So anyways, check out that blog. Well, of course. Here's the thing. I always vote UK.
Okay.
It's the best $10, $20, whatever I give away.
Yeah.
It's like having a child and then rooting against your child.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Right.
I can't do it. Even in our crappiest years, I still vote UK.
Yeah.
And if I win, I'm going to win it all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, go Cats. Yeah.
Go Cats. And I can't wait for the game against Wolford. The Terriers. Yeah. We have plans, but otherwise, if you're a Cats fan and looking for a place to watch the game, you need to check out Lemons Mill Brewery located in Harrodsburg. Lemons Mill Brewery was started by four best friends.
Yeah.
It's kind of like me, you,
it
Paula,
is.
And Jerry.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Best buds.
Yes. And they found some old recipes in their family's attic. Why can't I find this stuff in my parents' attic?
My family doesn't have recipes for beer in their attic. I promise you.
I can guarantee
you. Yeah,
that.
They don't. No.
But here they tweaked these recipes to perfection, and now they have 12 craft brews as a part of their OCD two line.
Yeah.
These guys are rocking it out.
They are.
Their place is so cool. It's equipped with couches, plenty of bar stools, food trucks. You can bring your dog. It's a great place to check them out. Check them out at lemonsmillbrewery.com.
Yes.
Yes. Now, girl, we're going to have to get serious for a second. It's just you and I, okay. Right? No one else is listening.
Just you and I.
So we had a little occurrence on Twitter that you alluded to earlier this conversation.
A little Twitter war.
Yes. So, you know, we always post things that are great about Kentucky, mm-hmm. and you put out a fabulous post this week. You retweeted something by Garden and Gun, which was praising Lexington in the local area for all of the fabulous things we have to offer.
Yeah, they're
right?
Like, visit Lexington, and here's why. They have this and this and this and this. And I just retweeted it, and I said, Kentucky has it all, exclamation point. And then I did all my necessary hashtags
right.
to get it seen by millions and millions of people.
Right. And yeah. as usual, all kinds of people started liking it. They started retweeting it. They started responding. We had a loyal follower mm-hmm. say something to the effect of, gosh, I love Kentucky or something like that. And then we had some man come out of nowhere and start attacking Jeff. Oh, you're going to say him out. You're going to call him out.
I'm not going to say his full name.
Yeah, okay. I'm impressed with you, Tam, because usually I'm the sass.
Yeah.
But anyways, Jeff started berating our fellow follower and saying, What do you find good about Kentucky? They have low education. They have an opiate problem. They have low economic standards. I mean, went on. Yeah. And so I click on this link and I'm like, where's this guy from? Lexington.
Yes.
He is sitting here in Lexington, Kentucky.
He's
saying all this crap. So I didn't take it too seriously at first. And so I wrote back and I just said, oh, well, you know, of course, every place. Let's face it. We're not in heaven, people.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
We're not Finland, which was voted the happiest place on earth.
Okay. Or heaven. Finland or heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not. You're going to have problems. But Kentucky taste buds, we focus, and we've always said this, we talk about what's good, right?
Right.
Well, that opened Pandora's box.
Oh, yeah.
So he starts in just one after the other talking about how our landscape is bad. You know, we don't have any beaches. I'm like, what? Yeah. We've got beautiful mountains.
Boonesboro
we
Beach.
Have, yeah. Well, yeah, we did get into that whole conversation.
Yeah.
But we have beautiful mountains. We have, you know, let's embrace what we have. You
right.
know, vacations, maybe once a year we go travel to Florida or the Bahamas or something. But we have such a great landscape around us. So anyways, he just started coming back with, we're not diverse. And he started listing all these stats and sending links.
Yeah.
About how we suck.
He was pleading his case.
He was.
Like Supreme Court.
And I'm gonna tell you, girl, you know I'm a fighter.
Oh,
and I'm a debater.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to law school. Thank God I didn't.
Because
I've been worn out all the time. But I'm just saying, I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
And I wanted to say so many things to him, but I took a page from your notebook. Girl, I gotta hand it to you.
Oh, what was that?
Well, that you're always somebody who rises above controversy and who handles things with class and who doesn't stoop to somebody else's level, because what is the point?
Exactly.
He had a, I don't know what he was trying to do.
He had an axe to grind.
Whatever. And there was no way I was gonna convince him.
No.
If he's lived in this beautiful state and doesn't know how great it is, I'm not gonna send out a tweet.
It
changes his mind.
No.
So I just took the higher road and I said, you know what, Jeff, after a couple of banters back and forth, you know, we're going to keep doing what we do. You keep doing you. We're going to keep doing us. We love our state. We're going to be positive. We hope to inspire people and bring joy. Have a good day.
Yes.
Have a good day.
You did.
I was so proud of myself.
I know.
The opposite of what I wanted to say.
I know
to go jump in one of our Kentucky lakes.
Well, and other people did that dirty work for you.
That's the thing. I was shocked.
Yeah.
How many people not only came to Kentucky's defense,
they
came to ours.
They did.
They were so kind.
They're very kind.
Everybody had our backs. And it just goes to show that Kentuckians love one another.
Yes.
But it also goes to show that we are not utilizing social media sometimes for good.
Right.
People are using it for their platforms and they're not being positive.
No.
They're not being respectful. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you think you're influencing people if you're not being respectful? I just don't get it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And you're not going to change anybody's mind.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the fans of Kentucky went off on him and they had our backs.
They did.
And they were so kind to us. And he went back, Tamara. I just went and checked today. He deleted all of his tweets.
Did he really?
He must have felt the heat and the pressure.
Well, thank goodness.
I mean, how does he go to work every day and look these people in the eye when he's sitting here bashing everything there is about it?
Right.
And I think that's a miserable existence.
Yeah.
Right?
So, Jeff, if you're listening.
Yeah.
No hard feelings.
No.
We wish you all the best. I told him,
you need to come hang out with us because he said there's no nice people. And I'm like, dude, we know plenty of nice people.
Yeah, come hang out with us. We'll take you on a tour of Lexington and show you the good parts because obviously you're living under some kind of rock somewhere that's terrible and tragic. So that's definitely not. Get out more. Volunteer. That always makes people feel better.
That's your thing.
Yeah. Get out and volunteer.
Well, girl, after all that back and forth tweeting, I needed a drink that night. So guess what I dipped into?
What'd you get?
My Wilderness Trail Distillery bourbon. It's my favorite. I love these guys. Yes, it's my go-to bourbon.
Yeah.
They, of course, released their wheated and rye bourbon this year, but they're getting ready to release another rye bourbon during April. Yeah. At the Taste of Danville, which we went to last year, had a great time.
Oh, it was so fun.
And these guys are just killing it. They're everywhere. I also visited House of Justin or Justin's House of Bourbon.
Here in Lexington.
Here in Lexington earlier this week, and they had just tons of it, and they know these guys too.
Yeah.
They love Pat and Shane. They're just awesome. But, you know, it's springtime. Get out. Go visit their facility. Pick you up the new bottle of rye bourbon.
Yeah.
They're located in Danville. They have a gorgeous place, and I love their gift shop. We did yoga in there.
We did.
How fun was that?
Oh, it was great.
So you can learn more about them at wildernesstraildistillery.com.
Yeah, and definitely make it down to Taste of Danville.
Yes, that's absolutely.
Great,
we'll give more information as that gets closer.
We will. Yep. All right. Well, it is time for our Hot Buds of the Week. I can't believe it's been 3 weeks since we've done this.
Gosh, do the sound, girl.
I know. I got to do the sound.
You got to do it extra long.
Hot Bud of the Week.
Can you do it longer if you wanted?
Probably not.
Okay. I don't know how to work. Awesome. I loved it. What's that little character on Bugs Bunny? Roadrunner?
The Roadrunner?
Yeah.
No, he's like, Mimi.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Roadrunner. I have no idea.
Okay.
Okay. Number one.
Okay. I'm going to start off with BBNF Life, and that is at BBN4, the number 4, _ UK. And here's the thing. We were just talking about Jeff and all the crappy things he said, and I took the high road and said a bunch of nice things.
Yeah.
But BBN4 _ UK said the things I wanted to say.
This was gold.
Girl, she was going back and forth, back and forth with this gentleman.
Jeff.
And and then she said, look, there are 49 other states to choose from. And then she gives the wave sign, like, bye.
Yeah.
And then she said, there's also North Korea.
Yeah. It's lovely this time of year in the spring. Yeah. Things are blooming.
And
nuclear
then she
bombs.
Ends it with halftime nuclear bombs. Hashtag my old KY home. And so I just want to say, listen, girl, thanks for having our back and saying what I wanted to say, but just couldn't because, like, we own a business and have sponsorships and have responsibility. But that was a riot.
Yeah.
And by the way, a lot of women spoke up and said things. Our Kentucky women are tough.
They are.
They are tough.
And sweet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
They're perfect combination.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Class and sass.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. Well, number two, Kentucky Spirits at Kentucky Spirits. After all the commotion, the next day we posted a beautiful pic of Kentucky in the spring, and you had put this awesome quote from Abraham Lincoln, and it talked about his love for Kentucky. And Kentucky Spirits quoted, they said, you all are unabashed homers, which I know I might need some explanation about that. He said, me too. Thanks for promoting all things Kentucky. It's a beautiful place, and we have all the good bourbon. What does it mean by homers?
I just think he meant somebody who's proud of your home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking, hit a home run.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it was positive.
But yours makes more
sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Kentucky Spirits. It was very kind, and I love that quote and the beautiful picture of Kentucky.
Yeah, and they also have a lot of great Kentucky spirits. So,
we'll check them out then.
Yeah.
Kentucky Spirits. All right, and last but certainly not least, Steve Shaughnessy Jr. at Shaughnessy Jr. I love that name, Shaughnessy.
You did that well.
Yeah, I like that name. In response to our big blue carpet throwback pick, which I think some people thought we were actually there now at the tournament.
They did. They didn't read our tweet.
Which we didn't correct them. But it was a throwback pick from when we walked the blue carpet. That was a year and a half ago, I think.
Yeah, those two March Madnesses ago.
Right, which was super cool. Steve said, probably more than you ever hoped for, but you two have done great things already. Hope you can keep up the enthusiasm and energy for a long run. Well, we do too.
Absolutely.
Shaughnessy, we certainly do. And we thank you for following us. And thank you to everyone for listening to our come back, what do you call it? Our back to podcasting episode.
Yeah, that was That was beautiful.
Beautifully said. Yeah. So graceful.
Can't wait.
Speech. Eloquent.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's it for this week's episode of Just You and I. To check out some of the things we talked about in today's show, visit our website at kytastebuds.com, where you can read our articles on food, fashion, events, and people. We're going to be doing a great article this week on spring fashion for Derby and Keeneland. Y'all, it's right around the corner. We're very excited about that. Also, follow us to keep up with our daily whereabouts. It's like Carmen San Diego. Where in the world? On Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at the handle KY Taste Buds. And last but not least, we also send out a weekly newsletter that Lee puts together, and it's fantastic. It summarizes and highlights all of our upcoming events. To subscribe, just visit our site, kytastebuds.com, and click the subscribe button at the top of the page. Thanks, guys, for listening. Have a great week.
We love you guys.